Welcome to the BT Brands Q3 2023 earnings call. Our host for today's call is Kenneth Brimmer. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. I would now like to turn the call over to your host. Mr. Brimmer, you may begin.
Okay, thanks, Jen. And thank you for joining us today for the third quarter 2023 BT Brands conference call. The way this will run is, I think, typically the way we've done it in the past. I'm not going to read the financials or read the 10-K to you. You certainly can do that, and we're always available to answer questions. I'm going to give you a couple of highlights in terms of the quarterly performance, and then I think probably most important from an investor standpoint, I'm going to focus to the future and where we are going with BT Brands. On an overall basis for the quarter, our sales were about flat with last year at just over $4 million. For the current year was $4,007,000, and a year ago was $4,023,000. There's kind of two or three background points to that. Our Burger Time business was down around 5% during the quarter, which reflects what a lot of restaurants are seeing. We've had to curtail some hours in a number of cases, and that does impact sales. And the curtailment of hours has been driven by basically labor shortages. A couple cases there were some repair issues that needed to get accomplished, but I think had we not had the curtailment of hours, which is a major focus for us going forward, sales at Burger Time certainly would have been up. The brightest spot in our acquisitions, and as you know, we've bought three restaurants, operating restaurants, since our public offering, and we acquired a significant stake in Bagger Dave's, which operates six restaurants in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. Through the 9 months, I would only say that the profit from Pie in the Sky has actually exceeded the profit from Burger Time, and we've come very close on just a cash flow basis to earning a nearly 100% return of our investment during that time period. So it's as we've described before in calls, the Pie property is a unique property located in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, right near the ferry terminal that goes to Martha's Vineyard. So if you're getting on the ferry or if you're taking the bike path in Woods Hole, you're going to see Pie in the Sky, and it's a very inviting environment. And we get a large portion of the visitors who come in and buy a coffee or a smoothie or an egg sandwich at Pie in the Sky. What we're doing out at Pie right now is significant going forward. We're doing two things. I mean, obviously, it's a breakfast coffee place, but it's a significant gathering place. And so what we're exploring right now are some menu additions, which would give us more offerings in the afternoon period and late afternoon where people perhaps aren't looking for baked goods. They're looking for something else to eat. So we're expanding that menu, and we're also in the process of applying for a beer and wine license, which we don't believe we'll have any problem getting for Pie. And we think those two additions to the Pie menu could result in a significant sales increase as we look at next year. In the meantime, I would also note that Woods Hole is a challenging place to recruit people, and we've had our fair share of challenges out there, as have had other operators in that marketplace, where we, you know, continuously striving to get and retain people. And part of it is just the shortage of affordable housing in Woods Hole, which is not a problem we're equipped to solve, but hopefully others will step up and we can find people who will commute to Pie. And it does create probably a premium labor cost, which we've been able to overcome. And the results for the quarter, which were a slight increase in profits from the same quarter of a year ago, certainly in terms of Pie, were helped by moderating commodity costs. We saw egg prices pork, butter, all moderate from the year-ago levels. And the biggest benefit, as you look at our numbers, has been also in reducing labor hours in terms of what we had available last year to this year, which created sort of a natural moderating of those forces. In Florida, as we've stated in the press release that went out with the earnings, that market for us has still been challenging to get where we want it to be. We've been very focused at improving profitability in both Keegan's and at the Village Beer Garden, and that focus has gone to menu engineering, menu pricing, upping our levels of customer service. We're looking at a major initiative in curbside and to-go. That business has been particularly strong at Keegan's over the last year, and we're going to focus on that both at the Beer Garden and continue to focus at upgrading at Keegan's, where in the past we have not done any third-party delivery. It's only been customer pickup, but we're looking at implementing third-party delivery just to get some more incremental sales in both of those stores. So that's kind of our major sales initiative. Other than that, the quarter was impacted, as we noted in our press release. We had a slight gain in our marketable securities portfolio versus a loss last year. And we did have additional G&A expenses related to a pretty well-publicized proxy. Where we were a proxy dissenter, we had a proxy contest relevant to our interest in Noble Romans. We didn't come out on the upside of that, but we still own our position, and we think that certainly we will get our value. But in the meantime, during the quarter, you know, these costs have a way of increase of mounting, I would say. We incurred about $100,000 of what I would only say is non-recurring G&A, which involved lawyers, proxy solicitors, press releases, and similar items associated with that proxy contest. We also had fairly significant ongoing charges as a result. As you know, I'm sure you're aware, we need to record expense for equity compensation, which does not involve a cash compensation, but basically during the quarter we ended up with about $120,000 related to equity-based compensation plans, which also impacted the earnings for the quarter. And probably the most significant item and the one I want to address with our investor group is the equity in the net loss of an affiliate, and that's our interest in Bagger Dave's. And this is a very much a significant focus of our management group right now. We basically have control of these six stores in Michigan, and we've had a number of people, a number of potential partners, joint venture partners, just friends of ours, go over and take a look at all the stores. The stores are in excellent locations, and they are very clean and well-maintained. The staff in all of these locations appears to be, you know, operating at the level they should be, but we're not doing the kind of business we need to do. So we see it as an upside in terms of, and you'll be hearing more from on this over the next couple of months, of taking a look at the Bagger Dave stores and repurposing them, redeveloping them in terms of another concept. We just haven't exactly settled on what that concept will be. But we think in terms of an average sales volume in those stores, which are 4,000 to 5,000 square feet stores, so there's a lot of seating in those stores, we think we've got the opportunity to increase those stores to an average unit volume of a couple million dollars. And in terms of that generating a bottom line profit of 15%, so if you were to take the simple math and we were to do somewhere between 10 and 12 million in sales and generate 15%, at the bottom line, it would be between $1.5 and $2 million of contribution versus year to date, we've recorded our equity portion of a loss of $254,000. So this I think will be a major focus as we get to the end of the year to develop our plan and to go about implementing. Again, we think we don't get two or three chances to make a new impression on the marketplaces we're in. We'd like to come up with a concept that has legs that we can grow beyond those six stores. So we're talking with people we know in the restaurant business in terms of ideas, suggestions. We've looked at everything from breakfast to barbecue to pizza to just more of what we're doing. So we've looked at a number of potential opportunities, and we'd like to find a proven operator who could work with us in terms of guaranteeing, and I put that in quotes, I mean, and obviously, I should say, helping to assure our success in the conversion of the Bagger Dave store. So that's something that we've been working on, and we will continue to work on between now and hopefully early next year when we'll start to roll out the things that we're talking about. Just turning to, for a moment, to our balance sheet. We ended the quarter actually pretty flat with approximately $7 million in cash and short-term investments. We've taken on no additional debt in the last year, and obviously we continue to pay down the debt that we do have. So our basic financial position has continued to improve, and we are, obviously, the investing public did not give us cash to park it in the money market. So our focus is to look for acquisitions that are things that we could grow into significant businesses that are larger in scope than just a couple of units. So we want to find a concept that either through our own development or through a franchising program, we could open up a significant number of stores throughout the region or the market. And our CEO, Gary Koprud, has, every day he's identified potential opportunities. And, we've just been very picky. I think one of the things that in the three acquisitions we've done and in our own restaurant business, we've gained kind of a pretty significant understanding of what we think will take to propel BT Brands into a much more significant company. And if anything, as things have softened a bit in the consumer market and a lot of restaurants continue to face labor challenges and aren't able to generate the profits that they historically had, we see potential for more opportunities in the next year, and we plan on pursuing them. And I'm sure we will have more things to report to you as we get into 2024 in terms of growing our business into a very significant business. Obviously, we're a public company. We comment on that in the press release. Although we certainly benefit by higher investment income and interest income this year, that's not our purpose. We want to maintain a strong financial position, but I think we need to go out and find things where we can get a high return on equity and grow the business significantly, so that the shareholders, all of us who are shareholders, can be rewarded with significant returns going forward. So, Jen, having said that, I'm ready, and Gary may have joined us just in the last few minutes, ready to take any questions that anybody may have. So, Gary, you would join us?
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. Okay.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. You'll be placed into the queue in the order received. Please be prepared to ask your question when prompted. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your phone now. And once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. Okay, Mr. Brimmer, it appears there are no questions at this time. I will turn the conference back to you.
Okay, I guess I would only conclude by we're highly focused on moving this business forward and moving it forward to much more significant levels in terms of the scope of our activities and the size of our business. So hopefully everybody will stay in touch and we can deliver on that promise. The other thing I would say is that both Gary and I are available. We do talk to investors, you know, whenever they call. I'm, you know, highly reachable. My cell phone is the number that's at the bottom of that press release. And if somebody's got a question or a comment or something they think we should be considered, I answer that phone, you know, pretty much every time it rings. And we look forward to taking any of the questions. And we want to keep BET Brands, and I think we have a highly shareholder-friendly company. So with that, I would thank everybody who dialed in this morning, today, and we will have a replay of this conference call up on the It's Burger Time website probably within the next 24 hours. So if you want to refer it to somebody else to just listen to the call, that would be great. So, Jen, with that, I think we can end our Q3 investor call.
Thank you. And this does conclude today's conference. Thank you for attending.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody.